Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Divide and our second day of Adventus. This one is called A Rose in Winter, and it's about a long-forgotten Christmas carol that used to be very popular and prominent, but most of you have probably never even heard it. I wanted to highlight this one because it's such a simple but profound, beautiful song. And it really speaks to the simplicity of Christmas. So stick with me, guys. I think you're gonna love this one.
Rise above, we're breaking through. No more lies, just me and you. Hearts aligned, we'll find the way. Together, we'll seize the day. Beyond the divide, we'll stand as one. Chasing truth. From the shadows to the light, we strive. United, we thrive. Beyond the divide.
All right, last night, or yesterday, whenever you listened, we sat with a sleeping shepherd and a star that refused to shout out loud. Today, we're going to sit with a dying woman and the song that she carried into her eternity. Her name was Mabel Tolkien. She was the mother of the famed J.R.R. Tolkien, and she was 34 years old, a convert to Catholicism in an England that still spat on papists. She was a widow with two small boys and no money, and she was burning up with rheumatic fever and undiagnosed diabetes in a damp cottage in the Black Country, November 1904. And in the middle of that fever, she kept asking for one thing: sing me the rose. Mabel Tolkien died on November 14th, 1904. Her elder son, John Ronald, was 12 years old. He stood at the foot of her bed in the Birmingham Oratory while the priests prayed, and he heard her whisper the Latin refrain one last time. Let us follow, let us cross over. Transimaeus, Transimaeus. And then she was gone. For the rest of his life, whenever Christmas drew near, Tolkien remembered that refrain and the carol that his mother loved more than any other. It was the 15th century English Macronic masterpiece, There Is No Rose of Such Virtue. I have never heard this song before, but it's very beautiful and it's very powerful. And tonight we're going to follow that rose from a freezing cottage in 1904 all the way back to a candlelit chapel 700 years ago, and then bring it home again to where we are right now. So let me first take you to the cottage. Imagine a tiny two-room place behind a railway line in Sarhole. Then later, a back-to-back house in Birmingham. Coal dust in the air, no electricity, a single oil lamp. Mabel Tolkien, homesick for the gentle Anglican hymns of her childhood, had fallen violently in love with the ancient Catholic liturgy after her conversion. She taught herself Latin. She copied out plain chant by hand, and every Advent she would sing or hum this one specific carol over and over to her boys while she darned their socks or stirred their porridge. Young Ronald didn't understand all the words yet, but he felt them deep in his bones. There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bear Jesu. Alleluia. For in this rose contained was heaven and earth in little space, res miranda, a thing of wonder. The Latin phrases scattered through the English like stars in a night sky, and to a small boy who already loved languages the way other children love toys, it was magic made audible. Mabel wasn't just singing a pretty tune, she was arming her sons. She knew that after she died, they would be penniless orphans in a hostile Protestant society. Their guardian would be a Catholic priest, Father Francis Morgan, but even he couldn't shield them from every insult. So she gave them beauty as armor. The beauty of the old faith, the beauty of poetry, the beauty of song, and no one could take that away from them. When Tolkien later wrote The Lord of the Rings grew from cradle songs of his childhood, this is one of the songs that he was talking about. Now, let's step back 5 centuries before Mabel Tolkien ever even drew breath. The carol survives in a single manuscript. Trinity College, Cambridge, MS 1230. It was written around 1420 to 1430, probably by a monk in East Anglia. And it's one of the earliest examples we have of a Macronic carol. English and Latin braided together the way the ivy wraps around stone. Scholars argue about who wrote it. Some say it was sung in the great Benedictine abbeys before Henry VIII smashed them up. Others think that it belonged to wandering friars who carried it from village to village and passed it on. Either way, picture this. It's a midwinter night. A stone chapel is lit only by tallow candles. There are monks in black habits, and the air smells of beeswax and cold stone. And suddenly, these deep male voices rise up. There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bear Jesu. But here is what stops me in my tracks when I hear this one. The rose that they are singing about is not flower. In medieval theology, the rose taught is Mary. It's tied to Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. And the carol is doing something that is dangerously daring for its time. It's praising Mary, an ordinary Jewish girl from Nazareth, in a language that is usually reserved for God himself. So this is one of the first carols that really places Mary kind of up on a pedestal and celebrates her as the mother of Jesus Christ and her kind of belonging to this boys' club, if you will. And really just kind of celebrates her. There is no rose of such virtue. Then this rose had heaven in her keeping. That line would have been scandalous in 1420. And if you really listen to it, it still kind of is. And each verse piles wonder upon wonder. By that rose we may well see there be one God in persons three. And the thing of wonder kind of becomes like the burning bush. It's the fleecy cloud on Mount Sinai and the dew on Gideon's fleece. Every single Old Testament mystery is suddenly blooming in this teenager's womb. And the refrain that Mabel whispered on her deathbed is a quiet revolution. Transimaeus usk Bethlehem, let us cross over even unto Bethlehem. Not let us go, let us cross over, as though Bethlehem is on the far side of a river that no boat can sail and a frontier that no map contains. Let us cross over from the land of the dying into the country of the living. And I truly think that that is why Mabel really clung to this carol, because she literally was crossing over and she wanted her boys to know the way, and she wanted them to know that she believed in where she was going. She believed in the lessons that she had taught them, in the adage that there is life after this. The death is not the end, it's merely a beginning of a grand journey. So let's fast forward again to December 1940. Tolkien, now 48, is fire watching on the roof of Merton College during the Blitz. Coventry has just been bombed completely flat. London is burning every single night. He pulls a letter out of his pocket to his son Christopher, serving in the RAF, and he writes, "I heard There Is No Rose on the wireless last night, sung very purely. It brought your grandmother back so vividly that I could almost touch her hand." He never forgot the song that carried his mother out of this world. Now it's December 2025, and you and I are sitting here 2025 years after the very first Christmas. 590 something years after an unknown monk dipped his quill in oak gall ink. 121 years after a dying woman in Birmingham whispered Transamaeus to her 12-year-old son, and the rose still blooms. It is sung in candlelit cathedrals. Benjamin Britten said it for treble voices in 1934, and it breaks hearts every time. Sting put it on one of his winter albums, and I actually did. That was one of the first versions that I had heard of this. I then found it sung by a fantastic choir. It's the New Apostolic Church, and it's fantastic. Anonymous 4 recorded it so cleanly that you can hear the silence between the notes. But more importantly, quiet people all over the world still light one small candle in an upstairs room and they sing it alone the way that Mabel did. Because the song still says the same impossible thing, that heaven and earth can fit inside a human life. That the infinite can be carried for 9 months under a human heart. And that death is not the last border that we cross. So tonight, wherever you are, I want you to do something. When this episode ends, don't start another podcast right away. Don't check your phone. Just sit for a couple minutes in the dark and listen to There Is No Rose. When you hear the refrain, Transamaeus, remember a brave woman who died too young, and a small boy who grew up to write stories about light that survives darkness. Remember that the way is still open. There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bare Jesu, Transamaeus. I'll see you again tomorrow, friends. Remember, the fire is still burning.